Okay. Set this down. Set this down. The other strap on this backpack on. Now I can throw away this garbage. Okay. Oh, this garbage bag is full. Garbage bin, rather. Push down. There we go. Off, throw that in the passenger seat. A little lunch thing with some leftover Chinese food in it. This spinach drink. I don't what. Cold bread. Food democracy now. What? All right. Plug this iPad into power. Set this iPad on the back of the... Oh, no. Set this iPad on the back of the backpack. Start car. Oh, how come no one told me about this? And we're off. I'm contemplating whether or not I should go to the gas station and get a drink and some kind of granola bar kind of thing. Maybe let's get a granola bar. I've got a drink here. Apple, cucumber, collards. Go to the gas station. Hey, today's Friday, isn't it? Right? Spend a chunk of today and then certainly the bulk of the weekend playing through the back half of Far Cry 4, which I've only seen on PS4 so far. I really want to see the PC version, and for whatever reason, despite it being a service that they own and control, the publisher says they will not have PC codes until day of release. I'm like, what? All right, well, surely that doesn't mean anything ominous. Or maybe it doesn't. Fuck, I don't know. That's. PS4 version runs pretty good. It's fun. It's Far Cry. I don't know if you watch that. We put up a quick look. You can go watch yourself a chunk of Far Cry 4 from somewhere in the middle of the game, one of the side quests, some other stuff. Up to some Far Cry style business. Generally speaking, I would say that I like it. I guess not as fresh as it could be. You know, it's a lot of the same mechanics and a lot of the same type stuff as its predecessor, which was, you know, in a lot of ways, like, vastly different from Far Cry 2. Because Far Cry 2 was an insane game for insane people. But, very foggy on this side of town. Ooh, yeah. That's weird. It was very clear and very sunny on my side of town, and now that I'm over here, it's just dismal gray. I'm interested to see where the story in Far Cry 4 goes. It's, you know, potentially interesting. I think the characters are all right so far. It's a lot less, you know, like, potentially douchey than Far Cry 3 was, I guess. But anyway, I'm here at the gas station, so... I'm gonna go in here and pick something up. You guys hang tight. Or loose, I don't know, whatever. Ghost Protocol. I almost bought a DVD in the gas station. They have one of those racks full of used, used DVDs. And one of them was just said, "The First Howie Mandel Special." Like, well, that's probably $6 well spent. Okay, what do we got here? Suja Elements, King of Greens. Apple, cucumber, celery, kale, collards, spinach, lemon, ginger, cholera. That's, you don't want to drink that. Chlorella. Okay, chlorella. Spirulina. Play collard greens. No?
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, I found something on the web for our collard green.
Play the song Collard Greens. God
damn it. Okay, playing.
Crack open this juice and see how it goes. It's your collard greens moment of the day. Little cold pressed juice. That smells green. Tastes like I'm drinking water that ran off of the lawn after it got watered. It's like grass. How not I remember fame. Gimme some. Freak the freckles off your face. Frenchy freaking swapping tongues. Click my link and snatch your buns. Lose your then don't make it numb. Blow it, baby, no Saddam. Icky. Fucking in the car service. Thank you for the car. Yeah, okay. Alright. I can drink this. I am the king of greens. It's me.
This your favorite song. Translation, then I keep my me a single law. No ghetto go everywhere, for see poppin' more than spero, you pass it, puto video, el pinche cabron. Let's get it nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this, and I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, too shit, you're mad.
Alright, well. All of that vegetable juice is inside me now. Mommy nigga famous, straight from the bottom, broke niggas hate. May God have mercy on my soul.
Buy anything, cop that, oh, collard greens.
Oh. It was not a very satisfying sneeze. That juice was kind of refreshing. It's been a few minutes since I finished that juice. It's going okay. Doesn't feel like my body is rejecting it. I did buy an energy drink just as a backup, you know. So. Played that Sonic the Hedgehog game. Sonic Boom. Rise of Lyric. I don't know, maybe I should go watch all the videos that people were freaking out about, because, I mean, it seems like a bad game. But it also was bad in a pretty unremarkable way. It was just like, oh yeah, this is a piece of shit action game that people think the kids want. Because they hate children. And want them to play garbage. That does not make them have to think. If anything, we should be giving kids, traditional console-style role-playing games. Or if not, you know, older kind of PC-style role-playing games. Something that's gonna, you know, they're gonna fucking bang their head against for a while. You know, keep them busy. Keep them quiet. Shut them up. Slowing down. We are slowing way down. Continuing to slow down. And now I'm stopped on the freeway. And now I'm going. And now I'm stopped. I think that's, stop and go traffic. Let's call it right here, right now. Stop and go. Stop and go traffic. Traffic on the ones. That's what we got for you. Well. That's, there's some other music to listen to on my phone.
I was embarrassing with them, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Still in traffic. Still in traffic.
Up on the plate, Alpina Beamer with the Cavalier plates.
My niggas dribbled out in VA on the run from the DA.
That's when niggas wore button ups and white ups like HO, VA, and everybody had yay before 808s and heartbreaks. The streets was a sharp tank of money and the gold link, and loyalty was everything. Your lady held you down with or without a wedding ring. Selling dope was a seller.
selling. If you could smoke it, they were selling it. Hard grind peddling, street nigga pedigree, trying to leave a kingpin legacy. Pockets fat like lettuce. Thank you to the heavenly father for them dollars. They got it straighter than a letter T.
100 miles in front of him. Always into something. Yelling, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Like I'm straight up on a Compton. Real niggas don't die. Appetite for destruction. Just a nigga with attitude. Always into something.
An automatic weapon, teenage outlaws, rebels without cause, lost in this jungle, but everybody is flawed. Middle finger to the law, best friends laying mauled, and they wonder why attitude's raw. A real nigga never take a flaw, that's on God, or never take on a false facade. Before that happens, niggas' blocks getting taped off. Appetite for destruction, that's how we all function, and we get it how we live, even if it's gun busting. Number crunching with 8 balls for fiends lunching, anything to keep from ribs touching. Rims bumping, I blame it on QB, says it gets funky. A subject and a predicate, F the police, that's against the niggas' etiquette. And it's 9 filled with cop killers that's sitting on my hip.
100 miles in front of him, always into something. Yelling, fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Like I'm straight up out of Compton. Real niggas don't die. Appetite for destruction. Just a nigga with an attitude. Always into something.
Well, if I was doing the soundtrack for that NWA biopic, I might put that song on there. I don't know. Yeah, that Sonic game is just shitty. I mean, it shouldn't come as a shock to anyone at this point. But it's like, it's a different brand of shitty than Sonic usually is, I guess. I don't know, maybe that's interesting. I just wonder how long they can go. I should really, like, I would really like to see some sales figures on the last few Sonic games and see if they really are actually doing well enough to justify this hellish existence that Sega is foisting upon us. Because that's always that's always what they say. It's like, oh, well, yeah, you might think they're shit, but, I mean, they're kids' games and they sell super well. It's like, A, fuck you, you hate children, if these are the games you're trying to give them. And B, really? These things are breaking a million? What are we talking here? you know, you do the math on it, you know, you wonder. There does still seem to be a contingent of people who are at least a little interested in Sonic the Hedgehog, whether it's like they're looking at a car crash or whatever. Like, people that would check for it. People would go like, oh, there's a new Sonic game coming out. What's up with it? How is it broken this time? And you wonder, like, if Sega sat down and said, we're really going to actually make... Like, if they made a great Sonic the Hedgehog game, which is conceptually something I'm not sure that is actually possible. If they made a great game starring Sonic the Hedgehog, would people buy it? Would it sell any more than it does now? Would anyone care? Or does it only get interest because it's become this, like, laughingstock joke thing of just, like, oh, how's this shitty as a Sonic game this time? And then, like, five people that are like, fuck you, why do you hate Sonic the Hedgehog? And, like, those people are... I'm not sure they really exist. Or if that's just something that gets conjured up by the internet, that's just, like, there's a virus out there online that is going to websites and posting positive comments on Sonic the Hedgehog coverage. And it's gone sentient. Ooh, there's a bunch of busted up car parts in the middle of the freeway here. And here are the cars, presumably, that are now missing said car parts. Hey, the front of your car's all fucked up, dude. You should get that looked at. I don't think you heard me. Well, now we're closer to full speed, at least. Where did it go wrong for Sonic? I mean, everyone, you know, I think has their own, like, once it got off the Genesis, it was fucked, you know, like, whatever it was. There are different flashpoints, but, you know, it's like, how did the Mario games avoid this fate? I guess, like, the answer is probably because, like, the Mario games were always more complicated and had more going on than the early Sonics did, which were just, I don't know, run to the right, hope for the best, jump sometimes. Get an air bubble here and there. This one has flippers, because it's the casino zone, and everyone knows casinos mean pinball. And just Mario just had more versatility out of the gate. You know, there was more stuff that he was capable of doing and more stuff that made sense for him to do in a 3D space and all that. And also maybe just the developers working on those games were more talented than the Sonic Team developers handling Sonic games. I mean, who could say? I mean, I was definitely like I was a Sega aficionado for sure. Fucking love the Genesis. Love that goddamn thing. Maybe, depending on which day you catch me, you might get me to say that the Genesis is my favorite console of all time. And I played a lot of Sonic. I played less Sonic 2. And played, you know, a good amount of Sonic CD. And then hated everything past that. You know, I was probably kind of right in the wheelhouse for Sonic the Hedgehog. I was 15 in 1990. When did Sonic come out? Was it 91? This is something we can... When did Sonic the Hedgehog come out?
I found some information about Sonic the Hedgehog. Take a look.
Nope, that's not... Well, also, it went away, and now it's playing We Got the Beat by the Go-Go's. I don't... That's... Alright, we found some information about Sonic the Hedgehog. Let's listen. Yes, as a youth in need of an attitude, Sonic the Hedgehog was all too happy to provide it. Say around the release of Sonic 2 was right about the time that I was starting to get closer and closer to video game industry stuff. I mean, it would have been probably 91. Yeah, it would have been 91 when I started going to 91, 92. I started going to trade shows and stuff. It's probably June 92 when I went. I probably went to June, like, Vegas, Chicago CES. There used to be two. Motivation versus under adverse conditions. Caught in the mainframe. I seen the names, man. They watch you from the street lights, you and your main man. The barcode around your neck, same as your name brand. You're lost in a strange land. No thoughts of a game plan. But I guess that's probably a large part of it, you know, if you think about it, like, the premise of Sonic the Hedgehog, like, the, just, the, of what that game was, like, relatively thin compared to, you know, most Mario games and stuff. It's crazy to think about it now, you know, like, if you think about it, like, Mario and Sonic being, you know, mortal enemies on the field of business, and, you know, competing mascots, and, you know, who's the, you know, what's the most relevant video game thing, and, you know, for a while there, like, Sonic kind of was the answer. It was edgier, you know, it, Nintendo looked out of touch for a little bit there by comparison, compared to, like, kind of what what Sega was doing, not just Sonic, but, you know, Sonic was kind of the face, the figurehead, the flagship of that stuff. It's insane now, if you look at where the two properties are to think, to look at Sonic and think, like, wow, at one point, like, that, you know, that thing was as big as, like, seemed to be as big as Mario ever was. And now you're like, that, well, fucking, I mean, A, they're putting Sonic games out on Mario's console, so there you go. But, like, Mario has both, like, stayed true to its roots and evolved. Not that every single game with Mario in it's fucking perfect, obviously. I mean, they still make Mario Party games, don't they? Fucking... ugh. There is a genuine craft that goes into the vast majority of Mario products that is missing from modern Sonic the Hedgehog counterparts, you know? You know, a lot of, I mean, Sega's not the company it used to be. It's not the same people in a lot of cases. It's, you know, the business circumstances are different. Like, on some level, like, you look at this stuff and think, like, of course, like, Sega's a, you know, a shell of its former self. That's, it's always the crazy part when there are people that are still, like, holding the torch for Sega, and you're just like, what the fuck are you even, like, that company doesn't exist anymore. You might as well be saying, like, man, I can't wait for the next THQ game, like, you know, like, Sega's not literally out of business, but they're not in the same business they used to be. They're not in the same shape they used to be. They hold a lot of IPs that, like, you can sit there and say, like, boy, I sure wish that they would do something with this or this or this, but actually you probably don't. If you stop and think about it, like, what they would probably do to some of those beloved franchises, like, maybe let that go. I mean, you know, at this point you end up in that situation where, like, the people that are best suited to do justice to classic Sega franchises are small teams of people who grew up playing and loving those games and want to make downloadable-sized, you know, like, download-only remakes and reboots of some of those concepts. Capcom's in a similar spot. I mean, that's, when I look at Strider, you know, that's, you look at Strider, you look at Bionic Commando Rearmed, maybe a little less Bionic Commando Rearmed 2, but, you know, that's what you had. You had external teams that were not the original developers, that were, you know, people that truly loved those games and also managed to understand the essence of them, or at least with Bionic Commando. Strider a little less so. I mean, Strider's a little less successful when it comes to the Strider formula, but you know they kind of make it their own. They do their own thing with it. I think that game is fine. It could have been better. It could have been more stylish. The combat could have been more entertaining. But generally speaking, that Strider game was aight. But, like, you know, like, would a team at Capcom be able to do justice to that any better or worse? Like, probably not. I mean, and so that's what you have with Sega is, you know, like, you're in this situation where, like, you know, the people that made Sega what it became aren't there to do that stuff anymore, and also the business has changed in such a way that, you know, it doesn't make sense to make those things as big games. I think it's why, like, Sonic 4 was, like, the thing you looked at and went, like, oh, man, like, maybe there's actual potential for Sonic the Hedgehog here. Because, like, this seems like the format that it should take. I mean, that game was fucked up for a variety of reasons, but, like, at least conceptually, they seemed like they were on the right track. And that's the thing, you know, as much as I think that, like, the beat-em-up is kind of a hard genre to handle these days in its classic form, because you're talking about like games that are very rooted in arcade concepts and aren't always the most replayable things and you know, aren't necessarily strategically compelling anymore. Like, I do think that there's a way, I mean, a team could definitely get their hands on Streets of Rage and do something cool with it. At a $15 to $20 price point, you know, I think that's totally fucking doable. But you know, I just don't know what form that would take, you know, and I think that like the beat 'em ups that have tried to do longer lasting, just, you know, ramps with leveling up your characters or whatever, you know, Castle Crashers and Scott Pilgrim and stuff like that. Like, I just haven't loved those games. Double Dragon Neon had some stuff going for it, I think, stylistically. But I'm not going to sit here and say I loved that game. It was just ridiculous. But, you know, if you think about it, like, you know, it's... those are games you could finish, like, on your first sitting, you know, the Streets of Rage games. Like, they were victims of a slow, of like, the weird transition from arcades to home console, where you had these kind of, like, here's 8 stages, it'll take you an hour. So we have to artificially limit your continues or figure out some way to, you know, extend the life of this thing that, you know, in ways that don't make sense in when you consider modern game mechanics, like... you know, people want to be able to start from whatever save or whatever stage they last played and, you know, all that other stuff. Like, I would love to see a new River City Ransom, like that style of open-worldy kind of thing, I think, is, like, that's an interesting kind of, it was always an interesting twist on those concepts. But yeah, I don't know, when I think about Sega, when I think about, like, stuff that it'd be cool to see Sega do, it's that sort of thing. It's like revitalizing, you know, the classics as downloadable games. Like, that, to me, that was always the play, and all that. How was that, there's that Shinobi game, was that 3DS or was that just DS? I remember thinking that had a ton of potential and was like, kind of awesome. I remember playing it at a pre-E3 event. I don't know if I ever messed with the final game. I remember playing it at a pre-E3 event the same year that Binary Domain was there. I think it was the same year. I remember thinking that Shinobi game was kind of awesome. I don't know. But that's why, you know, like, I think, like, when people talk about, like, well, you're like, we've got to save Shenmue. Like, no, dude, what are you saying? Like, modern games are probably better equipped to realize the original vision of Shenmue these days, but the cost of production and the scale and scope of such a thing is unreasonable. For, you know, like, whatever cachet that brand has. Like, it's not... I mean, I think, like, eventually, like, someone will fucking figure out a way to do something with Shenmue. I just have zero confidence that it'll be big enough to satisfy the people that think that Shenmue needs saving. Like, I feel like that a lot of those people are approaching this from, like, a very unrealistic perspective. Just, like, that's not how... Like, it's on some level that doesn't make much business sense. So you've got to appeal to a company that needs to deal in hearts and minds, and there are extremely few of those these days. It's pretty much Sony. You know? Like, Sony's in the hearts and minds business, especially now that they have a console that's $50 more expensive than the competition. But how many people out there are there that... That would be a meaningful move. You know, and they've made some very, you know, small, very hearts and minds focused moves. I mean, like, you know, you think about Vib Ribbon, that's not a business move. If anything, they're probably losing money on that. But they do it, and everyone goes, yay! And then plays it and goes like, oh, well, yeah, right, I guess. Yeah, okay, I mean, cool, whatever. That's great. People jokingly talk about wanting a new Jet Moto, but I don't think you really want a new Jet Moto. I don't know that there are enough people that want a new Jet Moto to make that go. And everyone says they would love to see a new Wipeout, but the sales figures of the last few of those tell a pretty different tale, I think. Shame, that's kind of where it starts to, like, I don't know, man, I would love to see a new Wipeout, but I can't guarantee you that I would like it enough to really want to play it, because a lot of my love for Wipeout is in its style, you know. Is the Designers Republic still a thing? Can you get them to dream up new designs for the world of Wipeout? Or do people just want the same old designs from XL spruced up, you know? Which you wouldn't necessarily need a design firm for. Ah, whatever. I gave my "dude, you know what you should do with Wipeout" speech to someone at Sony a while ago. Yeah, I don't know, if anything I've learned over the past, well, most of a decade or so, making video games is really hard. Having video games run as a business is even more difficult. Like, it's still something of a miracle that anything ever ships and makes it to stores. I don't think that lets anybody off the hook. Especially a huge company with nothing but resources that they should be devoting to making sure their games aren't fucking broken. Like Sony with Drive Club, or Microsoft with Halo, Ubisoft with everything. I guess actually just Assassin's Creed. Like, if those companies can't get, you know, like if a company like Ubisoft can't get Assassin's Creed right, and that's like their marquee big thing still, right? Like, if that thing ships all fucked up, like, what are you doing? And I mean, like, fucked up technically. Like, you know, it's like, say what you will about the design choices and whatever. Like, you know, like, it's a boring game, you know, even when it works and the story's no good. Like, you know, hey, you're going to have it fucking, you know, like, that's going to happen. You crank one of these out every year. Someone's eventually going to have a bad idea, and your timetable is so short that you're like, well, we're just going to go with this. This sounds good. And then it's not going to pan out. You're not going to have time to do anything about it. There are probably plenty of people involved in Assassin's Creed Unity that took a look at it a while ago and went like, man, this is not going to be the thing. Let's wait until the last possible moment to send it out for a review. What do you say? But hey, it's November. The games have to ship. Right? I mean, yeah, fuck, man. You know, say what you will about Destiny, and I have said a lot about Destiny. At least it was largely functional right out of the gate. There's some people that had their connection issues, but by and large, seemed like it was in pretty good shape. When's Hotline Miami 2 coming out? Trapped in this tunnel again. Slightly faster remix of this is the version that I prefer, but I don't know where that exists, or if I think I have it. Oh well. Still in this tunnel. Help! Emerging from the tunnel.
Take our heads back on, we'll
Okay, alright. Oh no, I got suckered in. Oh no, okay, we're good. Like the car that was, you know, that basically I almost blocked an intersection there. And the car on the other side of the intersection inched forward a little bit, and that suckered me into going in. Like, oh, they're moving. I can make it. There's some fucking drama in this next intersection. I see police lights, but I can't. Oh, there's okay. We got an ambulance with the back open. Standing at the back of the ambulance with his foot up on the bumper, real lackadaisical like, so I don't know how serious this is, but I got a bunch of cops standing there. Looks like they've blocked off this lane. Okay, I have to get out of this lane. Car here with its hazards on that doesn't appear to be banged up. There are some police on bicycles.
I'm different. Pull up to the blessing. Pull up to the scene, by my roof gown. When I leave the scene, bet your boot gown. And I beat the pussy like a new song. Two chain, but I got me a few Everything hot, skip lukewarm. Tell a shot, bust it off, I'm a new gun. Got a present for the present and a gift wrapper. I don't feel good, but my trigger happy. But the stripper happy. But they wish you oh. And I wish a nigga would like a kitchen can. And me and you are cut from a different fabric. I fucked it so good, it's a bad.
You see, a kitchen cabinet's made out of wood, so. Now everyone's got to merge down to one lane for construction or whatever. I like churches, it's just not really something I want to listen to in the car. Is that weird?
Psychotic and iconic. Somewhere between I want it and I got it. Somewhere between I'm sober and I'm lifted. Somewhere between a mistress and commitment. But I stay down, girl, I always stay down. Get down, never lay down. Promise to break everybody out before I break down. Everyone just wait now. So much on my plate now. People I believe in, they don't even show their face now. What they got to say now? Nothing they can say now. Nothing really changed, but still they look at me away now. What more can I say now? What more can I say now? You might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The farthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, mobbing on the low.
I too am mobbing on the low. Drake album's very relatable.
And I hate that you don't think I belong to you. Just too busy running shit to run home to you. You know that paper, my passion. Bittersweet celebrations. I know I can't change what happened. I can't help it. I I can't help it. I was young and I was selfish. I made every woman feel like she was mine and no one else. And now you hate me. Stop pretending. Stop that frontin'. I can't take it. Girl, don't treat me like a stranger. Girl, you know I seen you naked. Girl, you know that I remember. Don't be a pretender. Getting high at the condo. That's when it all comes together. You know I stay reminiscing and make up sex is tradition. But you've been missing, girl, and you might feel like nothing was the same. I still been drinking on the low. Bobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I still been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The farthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know. I just been drinking on the low, bobbing on the low, fucking on the low, smoking on the low. I just been plotting on the low, scheming on the low. The farthest thing from perfect, like everyone I know.
Gonna go inside and do some stuff. We got a show going up today. Memberships are on sale. That Sonic Quick Look is up. That Far Cry Quick Look is up. Go watch some stuff. Do some stuff. See some stuff. Yeah, have a good Friday.